Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Moncrief on News Talk.
This summer, Ireland changes law in relation to organ donation. Now, if someone dies, it's assumed they will be a donor unless they register on an opt-out list, a similar system to many other countries. However, over 55,000 people so far have opted not to donate organs. So what might be the reasons for that? Dr. Suzanne Crowe is president of the Medical Council of Ireland. Afternoon, Suzanne.
Hi, Sean. Thanks for giving me a chance to talk to about this.
Have you what kind of reasons have you encountered for when people don't want to do it?
Well, I work in intensive care, so I've looked after lots of families in this really sad situation. And when families decide that it's not the right thing for them to donate, it's usually because of fear, but they're also really stressed and sad because the person they love is dying. So it's a really difficult time to make a decision. And that's why we're really hoping that people will sit down around Christmas time. I know it's not very festive, and talk to your family about what you would like at the end of your life.
Yeah. Whilst you're carving the turkey, yeah. Say, you know what that reminds me of?
Somebody whipping out my kidney.
And obviously, if a family member's just died, it's the worst possible time to ask, I suppose. But in your experience, has anyone proffered a reason?
Sometimes there's mistrust of the system itself, and there can also be a little bit of mistrust around the diagnosis of death. And that's really difficult because intensive care is really good at what it does. You can have somebody who looks and feels alive on a ventilator and lots of other machines, but their brain is dead. Mm-hmm. And it's a difficult concept to get your mind around, never mind when you've already gone through a really stressful situation. So
people mightn't accept that their loved one is dead.
It's a difficult conversation. It's a really difficult idea. And so it takes a lot of time to sit with families and work through all the various worries and concerns that they have. It's not a quick conversation. It's usually a conversation that's had over a period of hours.
Yeah. But I imagine in that scenario, if you ask, you can't really, you know, prod and poke about it.
Exactly.
You know, if they say no, it's just a no.
It's a no, and you would absolutely respect that.
Yeah.
I mean, they are walking a really difficult road. You've no idea what they're going through. We would never, ever push anyone.
Yeah. Now, 55,000 sounds like a lot of people, but I suppose as a proportion of the population of, or the adult population of Ireland, it's probably not that big. Were you surprised by that figure?
I mean, I think people were a little bit surprised at the start, but it just represents those who were interested in coming on the register as soon as it opened. And it opened in June. So the biggest number coming on was in the first couple of weeks, and it has now plateaued. And we would anticipate that the numbers every month from now on will be quite small, because we know that Irish people really support organ donation and transplantation. And we know this because most people tick yes on the box where it says it asks you that question on your driver's license.
Mm. And so, that's 1.6 million people.
Exactly. And they're only the people that drive.
Yeah.
We've got lots of people who don't. So we'd be pretty confident that this won't change the vast majority of people who would say they do wish to be considered an organ donor at the end of life.
Mm. Now, it's what's known as a soft opt-in. Could you explain what that means?
So, I mean, if you take the example of myself, I'm not going on that register because I really support organ donation. But if something happens to me and I pass away suddenly, my family will still be asked. So even though I've made my wishes clear, my family will be asked. And if my family are absolutely adamant that it's not something they want, then that donation will not happen.
Okay. And can that also, because if, you know, when you tick the box on your driving license, for instance, it's not specific as to what organs.
No.
Can you kind of cherry pick to a degree as to what you want to give away and what you don't?
Yeah, and sometimes I have encountered families where they have said that they wouldn't like to donate corneas. People can be very sentimental, it's a very intimate part of your body, your eyes, and people would have a very strong connection with that. So that's the only thing I've ever heard specified. Other than that, people are generally happy that if they've made the decision around donation, it's a case of please take as much as you can, because there is the potential to save up to 9 lives, which is amazing.
Yeah, it is. Actually, the first text that came up in front of me was about eyes, because you could see how you might have this worry that you might meet someone and go, oh my God, I know those eyes.
Yeah, it's the clear part of your eye, so you can't really see it. Once it's grafted into a new person, as it were, it's not seen. Yeah. It's not the coloured part.
Somebody else wants to know who owns my organs if I donate them. I don't know whether they might think they might get a few bob for them or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You have you've surprisingly few rights after death. You don't own anything.
You're dead, yes.
Yeah, you don't own the information about you, and you don't own yourself. So your body have the care of your remains. And once you donate your organs, I think they're going to own to the person who has received them.
Yeah, yeah. I've often wondered what are the exact steps that happen when someone dies and they want to donate their organs. Claire wants to know, can it take long? Because obviously, the family have to deal with the loss, but then organise a funeral. So, and in Ireland, as you know, we tend to do these things quickly. So can that hold up the funeral, for instance?
Not generally. Sometimes if somebody dies suddenly, you can also have the complication that they might need a post-mortem examination because it's going to be a coroner's case. So the whole thing becomes quite complicated. So realistically, it might delay funeral arrangements by a day or so, but not longer than that. And I think once you kind of set that out for people, so you can kind of say, look, this person has passed away on a Monday, it's likely you'd be able to carry out the funeral on Saturday or the following Monday. People can work around that. It's the not knowing is very difficult.
And in certain cases, depending on the organ that's being donated or organs that are being donated, might the body have to be kept on life support for a while? Or can they all be taken out and be preserved in some other way?
No, all the organs are taken on the same occasion, on the same trip to the operating theatre. All the organs are taken. Now, sometimes we will have teams coming from the UK to help us take some of the organs, because we share the organ pool with the UK, because we're quite a small population, obviously, and we want to make the best use possible of any organs that are donated. So if we don't have a suitable match in Ireland, for example, for a liver or for a kidney, that organ will be offered to the UK. But then we benefit from the arrangement that lots of our patients will go to the UK, particularly children waiting for transplants. A lot of those are done in the UK from UK donors.
Yeah. Is there an age cutoff as well? By which I mean, if somebody dies at 97, are their organs not as useful in that sense?
Well, yeah, you would hope that you wouldn't want to leave too much behind if you've had a really exciting life. But we are starting to explore older donors. So donations are now taking place from people in their 60s and even into their early 70s.
Really?
Yeah.
Are there particular organs that are still kind of, as long as the person hasn't been drinking too much or whatever?
Particularly kidneys and liver.
Yeah.
The heart would not usually be suitable.
Yeah. Now, there's a message from someone giving out about it. Organ donation was rushed through with no option other than to opt out online. I wrote to various ministers regarding this and got no answers. There should have been paper options distributed or available in all post offices, banks and public offices. So how does one opt out?
Yeah, that is quite tricky, because the life we lead now is so online. And if you try and get a dumb phone, you'll discover that. But you can go onto the HSE website. I actually did it myself yesterday just to kind of explore it. And all you need is your own name and your PPS number. And that's it. You can do it. It takes about 2 minutes on the HSE.ie.
Yeah. A few people are suggesting that if you opt out from donating organs, you should also be taken off the list for possible transplant if you need one.
I have heard that advanced. I just don't think life is as simple as that. That would mean that anybody who drank alcohol to excess, we wouldn't give them a liver. Mm. You know, we all make mistakes and we all make interesting choices at different times in our lives. I don't think you can judge people like that.
Yeah. And I suppose as doctors, you can't kind of go, well, do I approve of this person and their actions and all that kind of stuff? It's a person to be saved. Now, we kind of hear a lot about, say, particularly in kidneys, that if somebody needs a transplant while they're living, that you know, they might get it from a sibling or that kind of thing. Is there much in the way of altruistic donation that takes place in this country?
So we have altruistic directed donation. So that's where I would donate a kidney to you, but I'm nominating Moncrief as a recipient. We have that.
I'll hold you to that.
But there's lots of that going on between Beaumont and Temple Street in particular. They're the two centres that carry that programme out, and that's very successful. We don't yet have altruistic non-directed, so where I would donate my kidney to a stranger. We don't have that programme, and part of this new Human Tissues Act is to facilitate the setting up of that programme. I do think those numbers will always be quite low. I mean, I know there's somebody recently has donated one in the public eye, but, you know, if you look at what the UK are doing, they do about 50 of those a year. And relative to their population, that's tiny. Mm. So, and obviously, if you're donating to a stranger, you need a whole other level of psychological and emotional supports, including follow-up. So it's quite a specialised programme. But hopefully we will go there.
Yeah. Oh, well, I mean, it sounds like then, is it maybe more complicated than it's worth, given the amount of supports that have to be put in place for it?
Ah, I think the person who gets the kidney is going to be eternally grateful. It's worth it from that. And there's no doubt that being on dialysis several times a week is really compromises your quality of life, and also has a significant cost to the health service. So actually, transplantation is a good use of resources.
Yeah. In an altruistic situation, well, in other countries, do they let you know who's got your kidney, or can there be up to both the donor and the recipient whether to know that or not?
I think you sign an agreement that you don't find out. But what I have found in Ireland, because we are small, is that families can sometimes work out how and where an organ has gone.
Yeah.
And that's really, really sensitive issue. Families do sometimes ask to be put in contact with somebody who has received an organ, and we'd be really, really sensitive around that. I have seen families reunited around an organ. It's an incredibly special and emotional occasion, but it wouldn't be for every family.
Yeah, absolutely not. Thanks a million for coming in to talk to us, Suzanne. That was Dr. Suzanne Crowe, President of the Medical Council of Ireland.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.